Namaste. My name is Will Zimmerer. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak about the death. Recently there's a study or research from the University of Berlin from 944 people. They simulated the death and the conclusion and the results are there is no death. So it makes even total sense. So I was by myself 3-time clinical death, and I have many times left my body. So for a meditation guy like me, this is quite normal. So what happens when we are dying? First, when we are alive, then there's energy in our body, and of this energy is based the Ayurveda and the Chinese healing. And our thinking produce energy, and our feelings producing energy. And if there's no energy, then there's no life. It's just so simple. And even the Kirlian photography has proved this also. Everybody has an aura. Everybody. Until he is dead. No? So after the physics, energy can't be destroyed but transformed. And the religion saying something from a soul and so on. So this means if we pass by, we leaving our body and we still can think, we still can feel, as similar when we had been in the body. This energy just leaves the body. This is all. This means we cannot die. We are all immortal. Now what says the Gita? You cannot kill, because the soul cannot die. Okay, good news. No? And in this research, they found it out with this 944 from different religion. They had been until 20 minutes clinical dead. And then they were coming back. And some saw overwhelming light, some felt very happy, and so on. And then they were levitating out of the body. This was also my experience, that I could see my body from the bird perspective. And I've spoken in the meantime with so many people that had the same experience. And most of all people experiences 1 or 2 or 3 times in their life that they left their body during an accident or during a very scary moment, because they cannot bear the pain anymore. And I've done this also during an accident when I was crashing on the highway in the wall, because one of my tire was broken and bosh, and I could not control the car anymore, and the wall were coming from the bridge closer and closer, and so on. So, okay, but it was not so awful at all. Could still steer a little bit to the side, and was crashing to the side of the highway and not in the bridge. So that, but I could not hold myself in the body. I saw me steering the wheel. And this experience have so many people I spoke with, really nearly every of my friends had such experience in his life. And then after some time they think it's just illusion. Sure, our whole life is illusion. We are identified with the body, but we are not the body, we are the energy. When Albert Einstein, the great genius, were dying, he said simple, or his last three words had been, "I cannot die, I am energy." So we don't have to care. The last time I didn't even want to come back to my body. Because there are no balls, and everything is easy. So, and this experience means that we don't have to worry about that we are dying. We just leave our body. This is all. quite simple thing. And then we choose the other body and so on. And so something about paradise or hell, there was nothing for these people. The paradise and hell is inside of ourselves. Not outside. So, and it is something for the religion to press out of the people money. So the more money they give, so better they go in the paradise. Otherwise they go to the hell. Okay. This only thing, what is important, that we die in peace. And now it's not final, because we cannot die. So, you can speak with other people also, and I think you will meet at least one friend who had left his body. My experience was same like all the other people who had left the body and had been clinically dead. So, thank you that you have seen this video, and Namaste.